Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Building Financial Wealth with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. And it's always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I thank you to our longtime listeners for tuning in to the broadcast this morning. And for those who are new and have never heard the show before, we thank you for being here as well. Today, we welcome you to Building Financial Wellness. I am a financial services representative, educator, and coach. And before we can build wealth, we must know how to acquire it and how to keep it. So today we're going to have a discussion of just about that. How can we do that? Have you ever thought about your own personal net worth? And so many have not or don't even believe that they have any worth at all. So let's get started right here. Today I have a special guest with me, and I'm going to bring her into the platform. Her name is Serena Mann, and she's an independent business owner, and she lives in Chesapeake, Virginia, but she's skilled in all things finances. She helps with planning of finances, building teams, networking, and she has strong leadership skills. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the platform Serena Mann.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much, Francine, for allowing me to be here today.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm so excited to hear all about you. So I know that you have the title of the Career and Credit Doctor of Virginia. So tell me about the Credit Doctor and how did that all come about?
Well, the Credit Doctor of VA was founded, this year will be 6 years ago. And it was our goal to provide a financial education company that gave different strategies on how to apply the information on an individual basis. So I started it based off of helping some of the families that I was caring for in my daycare. I am a early childhood professional. I love to teach, and I've been doing that for 13 years. So just helping some of my parents and, you know, showing them different ways that they can improve their financial house. They just, you know, refer other people to me, and it kind of organically grew into another business outside of, you know, my child care. So that's how it all came about. And pretty much, you know, our focus is just to break the chains of financial bondage to offer a place where people can get education and practical application strategies, so that they can put themselves in a better situation.
That is so awesome. And you own several businesses from what I am hearing. So tell us a little bit about what else you do.
So pretty much I am a community advocate. I am an entrepreneur, and I just love, you know, empowering others and teaching. So as I just mentioned, you know, Heavenly Heart Family Learning Place, that's our daycare, and we've been in business for 13 years. From that, you know, that was really the catalyst that allowed us to start the financial education business, which is actually the Credit Doctor of VA. And then from there, we started a nonprofit 3 years ago, me and my team, Individuals Making Positive Active Change Together. And it just came about because what we realized is that it's not just about the children. It's not just about the adult. It's about the family. Families need care as a whole. And if you don't offer that holistic care to the family, then what you're going to end up seeing is a trickle-down effect from the parents to the children. And so if the parents are stressed out and they don't have the skills to properly manage their finances, that means that their deficit is going to make it harder in the lives of their children. They're not going to have the things that they need. Some of them might be struggling with paying utility bills, keeping the lights on, keeping food in the house, you know, despite the different resources that are available. What I found, a lot of people are in a sweet spot. They only might make a few dollars more than what the municipality standard is for receiving assistance. So that means you have families that really don't have what they need. And so when you have those kind of environments, it trickles down to the children and it shows up in the classroom. So that's why we started the nonprofit, so that we can offer a place that can support early childhood programs. We can make sure that people that take care of children have access to training. They have access to materials so that they have the proper equipment to offer a resilient and thriving child care program. We offer information where they can, you know, make an inclusive environment, because more and more we're seeing in this day and age children that have developmental delays and disabilities. So you have to make sure that the early childhood places are conscious of this and that their space is able to accommodate these children, because if not, then we're going to have a lot more dysfunction. So that's what the nonprofit does. We support early childhood programs, but we also provide wraparound services for parents. So that's where the financial literacy comes in. You know, we make sure that the parents have access to whatever they need so that they can get in a better place of stability. And so that creates a more harmonious household. And when you have people that aren't stressed out financially, it opens their mind up to actually tap into their purpose, their calling. And when you can show them, you know, different things and give them an outlet for positive self-expression, now you are creating people that are truly connected with a purpose, and they can walk in that purpose to create a better financial, you know, lifestyle for their family. They can go out here and they can start businesses operating in their gifts and their purposes. They can find jobs that connect with what they love to do and what they were made to do. And then you couple that with good financial management skills, you're changing the community, and that will ultimately change the world.
That is a great information. Thank you for sharing that. You mentioned two things that I want to talk a little bit more about. Now, the early childhood program, can you give me some insight on what that looks like? Are you actually having children at your facility, or do you send your staff out to assist them? How does that work?
So in regards to my early childhood program, Heavenly Hearts Family Learning Place, a independent child care center, the nonprofit Individuals Making Positive Active Change Together Impact, we just support the early childhood program. So for instance, if a person has a daycare center and they are not currently offering an inclusive environment, but they're open to it, then we can connect them to training and materials and resources so that they can adjust their space to accommodate these children. If they need access to capital so that they can purchase different things for their program to enhance it, we can connect them with those resources. And that can be done virtually, that can be done over the phone or in person. It just depends on what their need is. If they need a specialist to come in and evaluate their space and give them insights on how to change, you know, the arrangement, then we can connect them with our pool of resources that have their own individual staff that comes out and does that exactly. Even with the training, we have organizations that are already established that we have partnered with that can offer training so that the center's owners and their staff are able to stay in compliance with their training hours for the year. So did that answer your question?
Yes, it does, because I wasn't clear on the process. And so is this the early childhood training for those who have brick and mortar, or is it also for those who are home-based?
Yeah, so the Child Care Aware is one of the agencies that we work with in addition to Children's Harbor, and they offer the training for both in-home and commercial daycare centers and pre-school free school centers, even religiously exempt. So anyone who cares for children and that's registered, you know, with the state, they are eligible to participate in these trainings free of charge most of the time. If there is a fee and the provider does not have it, then that's where the nonprofit can step in and support that program and say, okay, well, we can offer a scholarship that will cover the cost of your training. So that way it doesn't have to be something where the program misses out if they need that particular training.
Absolutely. And I know that there are a lot of new laws that are coming into place for those who are early childhood professionals. And so this is great information, and I want you to give information to the audience and how they can get in touch with you if they have a child care or are interested in learning more about what you just described. Tell them how they can reach you.
Sure. You can reach me on my cell phone. That's the best way to get a hold of me, 757-254-8156. And, you know, I'll be more than happy to set up a time that we can talk. You can email me at info@impactmind7.com. Or you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Individuals Making Positive Active Change Together. You can message us up there, and someone from our team will be more than happy to get back with you.
Awesome. And the second question that I have for you, you mentioned not just helping the children, but you have those wraparound services for the parents as well. Can you describe what that looks like for the parents?
Absolutely. So the wraparound services include financial literacy. So with the financial literacy, we offer budgeting. We offer credit restoration. We offer first-time home buyer workshops. And those are the different things that we can help them with, you know, as far as the financial literacy, asset protection, if they need, you know, someone to help them go over their assets and what's the best way to protect them. We can help the parents with that. Retirement planning, helping them to identify what their goals are for retirement and to evaluate where they are based on that goal and how to form a plan that will allow them to accomplish what it is that they're looking to do. If they need resources for other things, then we do like an intake packet for them. And then based off whatever their individual needs are, we connect them to existing agencies in the community that can help them. So if they need, you know, something with rental assistance, there's a few different agencies that already assist with that. Some of that we do in-house ourselves. It just depends on the funds, because everything is grant-based. So, you know, we have limited funds that can go towards that. But, you know, while they're available, we can offer, you know, rental assistance or utility assistance. We also connect people with individuals that can help them with resumes if they're looking to, you know, get a new job, or if they're looking to, you know, go a different route with the job that they have. They might be looking for a promotion or something, and they need a resume. We can direct them to individuals that can help with resumes. You know, if they're looking to possibly start a business, giving them resources for that. If they have some traumatic things going on, they need to talk to someone about emotional and mental health. You know, we have agencies that we can refer them to. So pretty much our goal is to just meet them where they are, you know, no judgment zone, provide them with a peace of mind that while they're getting whatever they need to get together, we're going to make sure that their child is being well taken care of. And one of our, you know, impact certified centers. And from that point, you know, we just build a plan to help them meet whatever goals that they set for themselves. So that's what the wraparound services for the parents entail.
Okay, great. So my next question is, what cities are you serving in Hampton Roads?
Right now, we're currently serving all of Hampton Roads, all of the seven cities. We offer financial literacy workshops virtually each month, and we've had participants all throughout the Hampton Roads area join in, as well as, you know, in other states. Because since it's virtual, you know, people hop in from all over the place and just check out the information that we put out each month. So anyone that is looking for, you know, the financial literacy workshops, they're very easy to access online. If someone is looking for, you know, something that requires, you know, just limited to the Hampton Roads area, then we would definitely be able to assist them. It would just be within the seven cities in Hampton Roads.
Awesome. That's great information, and thank you for sharing that. You talked about the organization Impact. Can you repeat that again so that we make sure that audience receive that information? Give that. Is it a website or is it a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have both.
Okay.
So Impact is an acronym for Individuals Making Positive Active Change Together. And our website is www.impactmind7.org. And then our email address is info@impactmind7.org. Impactmind7.org.
Okay,
info at, and then we're on Facebook and Instagram as well, under Individuals Making Positive Active Change Together.
Absolutely. Fantastic information. April is Financial Literacy Month, so I was delighted to bring you on today so that we could talk about the different aspects of what you do and how you serve the community. There's a strong link between financial literacy and financial wellness among African Americans. Those who are more financially literate are more likely to plan and save for retirement, and I know that you mentioned that. Is there any advice or suggestions that you could give to our audience today about those who are seeking financial wellness?
The first tip that I would give someone who is looking to be financially well is have a spending plan. Your spending plan is going to be the foundation of everything. It's going to show you where you are. You know, how much money do you have to work with? So that way you're able to budget everything else accordingly. So that would be the first tip that I would tell anyone, is to make sure you have that spending plan so you can know where you are. And then after you have your spending plan, make sure that you have a goal. You know, take some time and really think about, what age do I want to retire? Have that goal in mind for that age, you know, and once you know the age, how much money do I need each month to live comfortably? So you want to look at how much money you're making now each month, and if you're making money right now and you're not doing that great, you feel like you're struggling and you're behind, then you definitely want to put a plan together that you can not have to worry about struggling and feeling like you're behind when you're retired and you're supposed to be enjoying your life and the fruits of your labor. So that would be the, you know, the next thing that I would suggest for someone to do after you have your spending plan, set your goal on what age you want to retire, and then how much money you want, and then evaluate if what you're currently doing works for you, because if it's not, that's okay. If it doesn't work, then you go back to the drawing board. You sit down with a professional that can help you get strategies that will help you reach your goal. But if you don't have a goal, then you'll never reach it.
Absolutely. I have to, you know, let you know that you, everything that you're saying is what I say every day, all day, because I'm in the financial industry as well. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to enlighten our audience about all things financial on this Wellness Wednesday. So we've talked a little bit about training if they're looking to improve their income. We talked about your other program, which is early childhood development, and how individuals can get that help. So let's talk about what's next for you, Ms. Serena Mann.
Well, what I'm currently working on is a holistic innovation center in Portsmouth, Virginia. We are looking to open that up this June, and we're currently doing a capital campaign so that we can get the rest of the equipment that will go inside of the space. And we will be launching a drone program as our flagship product for our science, technology, engineering, and art. That will be the flagship program that we will be launching first this June, and it will pretty much give the participants the opportunity to get their recreational aviation license, and then we will show them the different career paths that go along with that and how they can get into those coupled with financial strategies and education that will help them build generational wealth. So right now that is what's here for me. And as far as what's next, I just see that growing. You know, once we open up in Portsmouth, our goal is to have these hubs throughout the Hampton Roads community so that they're easily to access and people can come in and get these free workshops, they can better themselves, they can get in a position where they're able to, you know, make a difference. Another thing with that we will be launching is a free CPR and first aid certification, and that will be for single parents and seniors, because a lot of single parents, when they leave to go to work, you know, some of them can't afford child care, so they're leaving their younger kids with the older kids, and no one in the house has that skill. Same thing with senior citizens. You know, you have a lot of seniors that are empty nesters. They never learned the skill. So if something happens to the other spouse, you know, only thing they can really do is call 911. So we just want to empower the community with the ability to save a life through CPR and first aid. So those certifications will be absolutely free for senior citizens and single parents and their children. So that's what we're currently working on. And if anyone is interested, you know, in getting more information about that, you can visit us, you know, on our website. We have all the information up there. Our GoFundMe page is under Breaking the Poverty Cycle. So if you go to GoFundMe and you type in Breaking the Poverty Cycle, it will have a full outline of everything, you know, that we are looking to accomplish and, you know, why you should get involved. Because I always tell people that are in certain financial situations, they affect all of us. You know, when people don't have proper financial literacy and financial health, as you stated, it makes it so that you have good people in bad situations, and that affects our community. So instead of people turning their eye and just saying, yeah, I know it's there, you know, we're imploring them to please join us. You know, don't ignore it. Let's acknowledge it so that way we can start to fix it.
Absolutely. And one last thing I want to touch on before we wrap it up, because we had about 5 more minutes and you've given us a plethora of information, and I want to thank you for being on the show today. The economic consequences of COVID-19, the pandemic, they have really touched the lives of many households, not just African Americans, but low to moderate income families all across the world. I can't even say country anymore because it's affected so many of us. Have you seen any changes in recent months since folks are getting vaccinated and people are coming out more? Is there anything that you're seeing economically that has helped us as the African-American community?
For me personally, I would say that the pandemic definitely got our attention to let us know that at any time, everything that we know as normal can be interrupted. So with that being said, it makes it even more important to have that mindset of financial planning. Because for the people that got wiped out, a lot of those people were already living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that helped me through is that I had savings. Mm-hmm. The first month that the pandemic hit, I lost half my income, you know, and childcare,
yes.
You know, nobody knows what was going on. So the only thing that kept me was my savings. You know, I was able to draw off my savings that I had, you know, and that helped me through for a couple of months until, you know, things kind of got back normalized. But definitely I would say that the pandemic has gotten our attention, and I hope that, you know, with all of the loss that we've experienced it with it, that we don't let it be in vain, that we will adopt a mindset that is more conscious of our finances and how we can make sure that in the future we do have, you know, some reserves. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're working towards having better jobs and careers that will allow us the opportunity to actually save some reserves and put some things into investments and let our money work for us, so that way when the hard times come, we can weather the storm a little better.
Absolutely, and well said. So the capacity to cope with a financial shock is lacking in so many of us, and it's an understanding of fundamental personal financial concepts. So if we're not saving, if you hadn't had your savings, where would you have been? So we really have to rev it up when it comes to personal finance concepts, and also prepare people for the risk and the uncertainty, which is of particular importance to me as a financial service representative, because we never know when this is going to happen again. So, and we don't want our individuals, society, our families, the communities to be in a state of shock and also to be in economic turmoil. So today, Ms. Serena Mann, I thank you so much for your insight and your wisdom, and I can tell you have passion for what you're doing. And so we have about 1 minute left, so I want you to give your information again, so if somebody wanted to reach out to you to get more information about anything that you said today, tell them how they can do that.
Absolutely. Thank you again for allowing me to be here, and if anyone would like to connect with me, you can call me directly on my cell phone, 757-254-8156. Again, that's 757-254-8156. You can email me at info@impactmind7.org, or you can find us on social media on Facebook or Instagram under Individuals Making Positive Active Change Together.
Absolutely fantastic. So today is Financial Wednesday, Financial Wellness. It's hump day for some people. But today I just want to applaud you, Serena Mann, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me on Building Financial Wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, please reach out to Serena if you have any questions. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me on my personal email at icwdirector@gmail.com. We will be back next Wednesday morning with another exciting episode of Building Financial Wealth. So take care of yourself. Be good to yourself, love each other, and be kind. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you next week. Thank you, Serena. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Build Financial Wealth with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and today my special guest was Serena Mann. So we hope you enjoy the broadcast, and we'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.